current prices have been, certainly under cost of production now for around about 2 months now. So I can honestly say I'm hurting, and I know I can vouch for all the other growers out there that they'd be hurting as well. So we're certainly faced with this oversupply of fruit, some would say. But look, it's the nature of the beast, and we've just got to try and hang in there as best we can.
Could it have been averted, though, Steve Lizio?
I really don't know, Charlie. It's one of those things, we pride ourselves to make sure we supply bananas 52 weeks of the year. That's one of the things we hold our heads up high for, and obviously to the major chains, we make sure that happens. We don't want importation of fruit from overseas, and that's why I guess the Australian consumer is so lucky to get this product 52 weeks of the year. And because of cyclones, we diversified in other growing regions around far north Queensland and around parts of Australia. And, where we don't get a cyclone and we get perfect growing conditions and everything, so all the elements add up, I guess this is where we get to right here.
Banana growers, as you've alluded, are used to riding the supply and demand curve. How does this particular glut compare with previous events?
Yeah, I think this glut's probably one of the worst. I think what happens is cost of production rises. It seems like the industry's a lot more cutthroat now. You ride a very fine line at the best time of the year to try and put money away, and especially on the back of TR4 and all the other issues that the industry is facing and the challenges that we faced in the last couple of years. This is, certainly putting a lot of pressure on growers, and it's reality, and it's coming quite fast.
How are growers coping with that financial pressure, given you're in the middle of what is a very difficult and very expensive response to Panama Tropical Race 4?
Yeah, look, it's difficult. I guess a lot of growers have already, resorted to their plans on how they would best handle that. And at the end of the day, you can only put your money where you best can fit it. And I'm sure growers right now are looking at that, and I'm sure the banks are looking quite closely at that at this stage as well.
And what does it mean for you as a grower, Steve, when you walk into the fresh food section of a supermarket and see bananas being sold there at $1.20 a kilo, knowing that that's below your cost of production?
Yeah, look, Charlie, it's a cruel world when it comes down to this point, because at the end of the day, we're reliant on the chain stores to shift this fruit. When it's that much fruit in abundance, we need the consumers to get out there and shift it and eat it. So I guess the chain store is doing its part to try and push the fruit along as best they can. So I'm certainly not, I certainly don't believe $1.20 justifies the effort we go to a kilo. But all I can say is just take advantage of the consumers out there, because there's a great product out there, so healthy, and just get out there and eat it.
It's still pretty wet on the coast and warm, and now the Bureau is suggesting that there will be above average winter rainfall in its seasonal outlook. What does that mean for the region's banana growers?
Look, it'll just mean, I guess, that, I guess the good thing is, quality-wise, we certainly won't be looking at getting any real bad winter fruit where we get our dullness and all that there. So hopefully quality will remain quite the same and we get that nice bloom fruit for the consumer. But on the flip side, it means that conditions won't be as cold or cool as what they normally get down to up the coast here. So it's just going to be hard yakka. But look, we wait and see. And we certainly don't need temperatures to drop too much, but a little bit of grace and cold weather here, and that will help everybody.
Steve Lizio, what will it take to turn this around to a point where bananas are at a sustainable level of supply and pricing?
Obviously, our marketing in the future we'll have to look at and sort of check out which way we're going to head there, whether we make major changes or we don't. But certainly, we're faced with different challenges throughout our lifetime with bananas, and this is just one of them. And we're going to have to just try and play it by ear, hang in there. And, we keep using the word resilient, but it's getting more and more difficult to be resilient with prices like this.
And your message to consumers, what can we do to help you at this time?
Yeah, well, I guess I've said this before. Look, New Zealanders are still eating more bananas than us Aussies, and they're eating Filipino bananas. So I guess all I can say to the consumers out there, just keep getting into them. It's a lovely, lovely product on the market at the moment, and it's so cheap. So, look, bang for your buck. You can't beat the Aussie banana, and, we're here for the long run, so we hope you guys are too.
Righto. Well, Steve Lizio, I've had mine for breakfast, and I hope some listeners are doing the same, and thanks very much for giving us an update on the Rural Report. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Charlie. Thank you.